It's John Leeming here again with The Organist Encores. I've called this programme Variety Bandbox. Now, older listeners may remember a popular radio show with this title, but I thought it was a good name to use because, after all, a theatre organ is a sort of band in a big box. Also, I'm including a few bands in the programme, and there's certainly plenty of variety amongst the tapes and discs I pulled out of my box. Now, last time I included tracks from a couple of my all-time favourite Wurlitzers, but what's the worldview on the subject? Well, opinion seems to be divided on whether the best Wurlitzer installation ever was that in the Fox San Francisco or the one in the Paramount New York. Both were fantastic 36 rank instruments, but to my mind, the New York job wins, even if only by a hair's breadth. Just wait for the angelic tibia sounds to come cascading down from the New York chambers about halfway through this arrangement by Bill Floyd of, appropriately enough, I Married an Angel. The angelic sounds of the New York Paramount Wurlitzer from Bill Floyd. Let's stay at the Paramount for a while for something completely different. Now, brothers Al and Monty Nevins on guitar and accordion teamed up with their cousin Artie Dunn on Hammond organ with other instrumentalists to form the Three Sons, a popular rhythm combo in the 1940s and 50s. Al Nevins' arrangements were always fun, ranging from the tongue-in-cheek to the bizarre, and no more so than when they were joined by Ray Bohr on the magical New York Paramount Wurlitzer. Thank you. The very thought of you. The very thought indeed. The Three Sons, with Ray Bohr at the organ, creating what the album's sleeve notes describe as pre-psychedelic eclecticism, whatever that might mean. Anyway, what more could you want? Now let's come back down to earth with a very different rhythm group, led by our old organ grinder friend Robin Richmond on Hammond, with Give Me the Simple Life. Joyful music of the Robin Richmond Ensemble there in the musically innocent days of the 1950s. Back to theatre organ now, and the organist who first brought home to me that the theatre organ could bring its own special type of emotion into music, and that's Jackie Brown. Here he is on an old tape out of my variety box with a medley of two from the Granada Woolwich Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
I Hadn't Anyone Till You and Love Is the Sweetest Thing from Jackie Brown at Woolwich. Time for some Compton sounds now, and where better to start than at the ABC Plymouth with Dudley Savage. I used to love the dramatic change from the solid Compton hymn renditions in Dudley's Sunday morning programme to the rich, tremulating tibia mellotone combinations that inevitably followed. For All the Saints, melding into I Only Have Eyes for You and Falling in Love Again from the Plymouth Compton. It's not difficult to fall in love with Dudley Savage's music there, as indeed is also the case with the Ritz Belfast Compton in the hands of Stanley Wiley, from a private recording unearthed on a rather worn acetate disc. Here he is with Down by the River. The haunting mellotone and plaintive reeds of the Belfast Compton with Stanley Wiley. Now, Dame Vera Lynn celebrated her 100th birthday recently, and another singer to have done the same is Helen Clare. Her name might not be so familiar to many, but theatre organ record collectors will certainly have heard her voice. She's one of the vocalists who appeared with the instrumental group The Organ, The Dance Band and Me. With Robinson Cleaver at the EMI Compton and Billy Thorburn at the piano, here's Helen Clare's contribution with What Do You Think These Ruby Lips Were Made For? Thank you. The uplifting music of the organ, the dance band and me, which helped to keep us cheerful during the war, saying happy 100th birthday to Helen Clare. In one of my previous programmes, I paid tribute to German radio organist Gerhard Greger with one of his very imaginative Hammond numbers. To close today's programme, here he is again, but this time on the Welter pipe organ in the Norddeutsche Rundfunk studio in Hamburg with an up-tempo version of Dvořák's Humoresque.
Thank you.
Gerhard Greger, under the pseudonym Jimmy McGregor on that recording, making the Hamburg radio organ swing back in the 1950s. Well, that's it for this time. I hope you found something of interest in my variety bandbox. So until we meet again, I'll say bye-bye.